Sweden is preparing for the marriage of Princess Madeleine to her fiancé, Chris O'Neill, and the city is getting ready with practicing a 21-gun salute. Jenny Alexanderson is a royal correspondent with Aftonbladet. What's the ceremony going to be like tomorrow? What are we expecting?
I think it will be very glamorous, very nice and friendly, but also close in a bit, because the king is paying for the wedding, and that means that we are not allowed to see everything. We are allowed to see the ceremony on TV, and maybe a few photos from the dinner, but that's all, actually. But it's going to be a lot of people around the church and around the castle, because the couple is going to show themselves after the ceremony.
And apart from this 21-gun salute that they were practicing now, what other spectacle are we going to see on the day where people can come along and watch the royals?
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of people here around the castle, but it's not a big folk party as it was in 2010 when Victoria, the Crown Princess, got married. It's a bit smaller this time, but I have noticed that people are more and more interested in it, and with just a few days left, it's wonderful.
And they're going to be parading through the street in this sort of historic carriage. So there is a lot of show and tell as well, the excitement and the colour of the royals.
It's a bit like a fairy tale story, I think. We will see the ceremony in the church, and then they go by horse and carriage through the city, and then actually they are going by boat the last bit to Drottningholm Castle, where the big party and the dinner is.
Now, Madeleine has a bit of a checkered love life and hasn't had the best of choices, perhaps, with previous boyfriends. Tell us a little about what's happened there.
Well, I think she have had bad luck, or maybe bad taste, I don't know. But these guys haven't been really nice. I remember one of them, he was actually sentenced for drug abuse and assault. That one ended quite fast when the king found out. 3 years ago, she broke up her engagement with Jonas Bergström. They were supposed to get married and live happily ever after, but that was an infidelity story in this, and she was very humiliated and sad, and it was really tough for her. And that is why she moved to New York to live there instead.
But that was a silver lining, I guess. She moved to New York, she meets Chris, and then they kind of get together and the marriage happens, but they're going to go back to live in New York after the wedding. How will their lives change, or what will stay the same?
I don't think it will change that much. Of course, Madeleine is still working at Childhood, where she is an employee. And Chris, he's also going to stay at his work. He's in the finance. And that is probably why he turned down a royal title, because he need to keep on doing what he's doing. That money is a promise for them to have a safe and a good life in New York, actually.
I remember when they got engaged, he said he was going to learn some Swedish, which I'm sure pleased people in Sweden that the new member of the family would be speaking Swedish. Has there been any progress? What do we know about him and how he's taken to Sweden?
Actually, we don't know that much about him, not about his private life or who he is as a person. He hasn't given any interviews at all. We know that he is studying Swedish. It's quite a difficult language, so I don't think he is fluent at all. And actually, in the church, he's going to say yes and not ja during the ceremony, so that's a sign, maybe.
And would that be a scoop for you as a royal correspondent to sit down with the new couple and get the first interview with someone like Chris and Madeleine together?
Definitely. He's very private as a person, and he hasn't said anything. What we know is what the royal court told us about him. He likes skiing, he likes tennis and golf, but that is quite general. We have made some investigations in his life, and we have found that he actually had a period of party time before he met Madeleine. And a lot of the friends of his on the guest list is actually people that is seen on this New York social diary. It's a website with a lot of bling-bling and people sharing with champagne and stuff like that.
That's great. So the wedding of Princess Madeleine and Chris O'Neill happens on Saturday. Jenny Alexanderson, royal correspondent from Aftonbladet, thank you very much.
Thank you.